This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of people held a march today in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk. It is the third straight weekend of protests aimed at President Vladimir Putin. At the core of the political crisis, this month's detention of the popular regional governor Sergei Fergal on murder charges, allegations he denies. His supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from Putin's United Russia Party in 2018. It was a picture of heavy security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu. American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. dictate that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have heightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a web of Chinese spying. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Singapore's 68-year-old Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong today named a largely unchanged cabinet following an election win this month. Lee said because of the pandemic, he may delay his plan to step down. The Prime Minister said, quote, "A lot will depend on how events unfold, and all I can say is I will see this through." Reuters reports that dozens of countries have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. It notes there are new outbreaks being reported every day. Ukraine is a case in point. It has seen 1,100 new COVID cases within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxim Stepanov says more than 200 people have been hospitalized and told an online briefing, quote, "It means their lives are under threat, and we have to understand this disease is very serious." The number of new daily infections in Ukraine has greatly increased in the past 2 months, following the gradual lifting of restrictions that began in late